cord blood banking innovations and their impact on personalized medicine. Personalized medicine has rapidly transformed how healthcare is delivered. It has shifted the focus from generic treatments to therapies tailored to individual patients. No wonder the global personalized medicine market is set to witness phenomenal growth. Central to this evolution is the use of stem cells, particularly those derived from cord blood. These cells, collected from a newborn's umbilical cord, hold remarkable potential for treating a variety of diseases, including cancers, immune disorders, and genetic conditions. As research and technology advance, cord blood banking is becoming an increasingly vital tool in the arsenal of modern medicine. Advances in cord blood processing. The past decade has brought significant improvements in how cord blood is collected, processed, and stored. Automated systems now allow for higher efficiency and consistency in extracting hematopoietic stem cells, while cryopreservation techniques ensure these cells remain viable for decades. An NCBI study notes that AI is beginning to shape cord blood biobanking by improving consent management, streamlining participant communication, optimizing storage systems, etc. Machine learning tools help detect data errors more efficiently, while advanced models now enable accurate, low-cost HLA genotype imputation for large datasets. AI also strengthens safety screening through enhanced infectious disease detection and AI-supported chromosome analysis. Genomic applications benefit from algorithms that identify gene-gene interactions, predict phenotypes, and assess genetic risk factors. In cell quality assessment, AI can identify MSC subpopulations, evaluate therapeutic potential through imaging, and classify cell viability without invasive testing. Although still early in adoption, AI's growing capabilities suggest significant potential for improving the efficiency and accuracy of UC biobanking. Enhanced quality control measures further guarantee that stored stem cells meet stringent standards, whether for private family banking or public donation. These innovations not only improve the therapeutic potential of the cells but also expand their applicability in emerging regenerative therapies. Preparing healthcare professionals for cell-based and personalized therapies. As regenerative and personalized medicine continue to evolve, healthcare professionals are adapting their training to better support advanced therapies such as cord blood-derived stem cell treatments. Both pharmacologists and pharmacists contribute to this ecosystem, particularly as cell-based and gene-informed therapies move closer to routine clinical use. Pharmacologists play a foundational role by studying how biologics, cellular therapies, and adjunct medications interact with the human body. Their research helps inform dosing strategies, safety profiles, and combination approaches that support stem cell-based interventions, including those derived from umbilical cord blood. Pharmacists, meanwhile, are increasingly involved in the clinical coordination of complex therapies. In hospital and specialty settings, they support transplant teams by managing conditioning regimens, immunosuppressive protocols, supportive care medications, and patient education related to advanced treatments. A working understanding of stem cell therapies allows pharmacists to better counsel patients and collaborate within multidisciplinary care teams. To meet these evolving demands, some professionals pursue additional education focused on biologics, pharmacogenomics, and personalized medicine. Advances in education technology have expanded access to training, allowing individuals to enroll in a pharmacist school online. According to the University of Findlay, in some cases, the didactic coursework for these programs can be completed online, providing greater flexibility for working professionals while they build expertise relevant to emerging therapeutic areas. Personalized medicine applications. Cord blood banking plays a central role in personalized medicine by enabling treatments that align closely with a patient's genetic and immunological profile. Umbilical cord blood is rich in blood stem cells, which can treat severe blood diseases and metabolic conditions. A European Journal of Midwifery study notes that cord blood stem cells are currently used for treating or alleviating around 80 medical conditions. They are highly effective for lymphatic and hematopoietic conditions. Some examples of these conditions include Fanconi anemia, adrenoleukodystrophy, and sickle cell anemia. Stored stem cells can be used in transplants and experimental therapies designed specifically for the individual. This increases the likelihood of success while reducing the risk of complications. Compared with bone marrow transplants, cord blood transplants are easier, carry fewer risks of rejection, and stem cells can sometimes self-renew. This offers matched stem cells for future use. Even though the maximum storage lifespan for cord blood remains uncertain, increasing applications could make donated cord blood an important shared medical resource globally. Ethical and regulatory considerations. With these innovations come important ethical and regulatory responsibilities. Ensuring safe collection, storage, and use of cord blood requires adherence to strict guidelines and oversight. Regulatory agencies are increasingly emphasizing standardized protocols, transparency, and patient education to maintain trust and accountability. Technological advancements have also contributed to making private banking more accessible and cost-effective, widening the reach of personalized medicine to a broader population. New discussions are emerging around data protection and long-term sample stewardship as biobanks adopt more advanced digital systems. Families and donors want clarity on how their information is handled, who has access to it, and how it may be used. To address these concerns, regulators are encouraging greater transparency from banking organizations. Frequently asked questions. How long can cord blood remain viable in storage? Research suggests that cord blood preserved under controlled cryogenic conditions can remain usable for several decades. Studies involving long-stored units indicate that viability remains stable over time, though scientists continue to monitor long-term performance as storage durations increase. Families and clinicians are watching ongoing research closely, since extended usability can influence decisions about private or public banking. Can cord blood collected for one child be used for a sibling? Cord blood may be a good match for a sibling, depending on genetic compatibility. In many cases, a sibling has a higher likelihood of matching than an unrelated donor, which makes stored units potentially beneficial for families. Matching requirements vary depending on treatment type, so healthcare teams typically evaluate compatibility carefully before recommending a transplant. Does delayed cord clamping affect the ability to bank cord blood? Delayed cord clamping can reduce the volume of blood available for storage, though many banks can still process smaller samples. Parents interested in both delayed clamping and banking discuss timing with their medical team ahead of delivery to ensure that collection goals are realistic. Cord blood banking represents a transformative step in the evolution of personalized medicine. Technological advancements, coupled with professional education and regulatory oversight, are increasing the availability and effectiveness of stem cell-based therapies. From improved storage methods to the exploration of novel clinical applications, cord blood is enabling treatments that are highly individualized and increasingly effective. As research continues, its role in shaping the future of personalized medicine will only become more significant, offering hope for patients and families worldwide.